We are learning Masechtas Chulin Daftarin Gimel Amud Aleph. We are beginning approximately 10 lines from the top, the beginning of the line of Boyi Rav Ashi. 10 lines from the top of the Gimel Amud Aleph. Boyi Rav Ashi, we're talking about the sugars of Drusa, where an animal claws another animal, and through that puts poison, venom into the animal, and it's considered a treif. So Boyi Rav Ashi, so we have in our Mishnah that there are two type of oifis that could be a predator that does drusa. We have a nates, which is a sparrow hawk, and we have a gats, which is like a falcon. Boyer Vashi, shar oifis tameim, yesh lam drusa, elam drusa. Other oifis tameim, non-kosher birds, could they cause a drusa or not? Omle Rav Hill Rav Ashi, kevina be Rav Kana, one is Rav Kana, Omari says, shar oifis tameim, yesh lam drusa. Other oifis tameim also could cause a drusa. Ay, vanan tram drusa nates, boifadak. Hi, it says that by if our dak, the drusa is drusa nates. The charetan only drusa nates. Could be any type of if tummy. Why is the dafka drusa nates? Zochti gemara echanami drusa nates. But the kava say drusa nates can even attack and cause damage to a bird its size. The inoch the other oifis to meim but zutuminayo could only cause a drusa to oifis the birds that are smaller than it. Other non kosher birds could cause a drusa to birds that are smaller than itself. Mashainke and drusa nates can even cause drusa to something its size. Vika damri, drusa nates b'davravimene. That drusa nates could even, as long as it's still in the family of dak, of small birds, it could cause the drusa to a bird bigger than it. Ve'inoch, but the other ones b'davravazau, dafka same size or less, but not bigger than it. So that's why it picks out, chooses drusa nates. And our Mishnah specifies drusa nates because vika damri, drusa nates is better. It could even do bigger. Could even cause a drusa to something that's bigger than itself. Omer of Kana Shmei Rav Shimon Ba'ashi, Ein drusa l'shul. A shul, a fax, cannot cause a drusa. It doesn't have this poison in its claws, and it doesn't cause a drusa. Right, Mar Kasha, Eini, Rakiyos Rav Dimi, Omer, Ma'is v'doras shul rochel v'merchat shal beisini. There was a story where a shul, a fax, was doras, a male sheep, rochel to the ewe, and the story came in front of the Chacham Amru, yes, drusa. And he said, there is a drusa. So I'm bringing a maisa. We are shul, attacked the Rachel, and we said that the maisa, it's called a drusa. So you see that a shul could do drusa. Amrav Safra, no, he chasul hava. That was a cat. That was a case. That was a cat. It was not a shul. Shul does not attack, does not have drusa. Igadar, a different version of the this past Gemara, Igadam Rav Kano Shvei Rav Shim Varashi, yes, Drusa L'Shul, that there is a Drusa for facts. Eini, Valki also Rav Dimi Omar, Ma'is of Adora Shul Rachel Merchel Shvei Sini, the story where a Shul attacked a Rachel in the Merchets in the bathhouse of Vaisini, Uva Ma'isol of Necham, the story came to Necham, Amru, Ain Drusa, and he said, there's no Drusa. So here's like the opposite. Before he said it was yes, Drusa, he said, Ain Drusa. And Rav Kana said that there is Drusa by Shul, so what's going on over here? Rav Safra, who Kalev Hava? That was a Kalev. That was talking about a dog. Rav Yisrael Maktina, we have a Masaira in Drusa the Kalev. We know there's no Drusa for a Kalev. So here we have a Machlekes in the Gemara and two Gers in the Gemara. If there's a Drusa for a Shul, there's definitely Drusa for Chasul, like we had before. As long as it's a small behema, Gedim and Tlom that are small, there's a Treif of Chasul. And then we have over here, Kelev, there's no drusa by Kelev. So there's no drusa by Kelev. Shul is a shayla, and by chasul there is a drusa. Amabai, naktinon, ain drusa el b'yad. The only part of the predator that could cause drusa is only the front legs, the hands. Lafuke regal, to exclude, this comes to exclude the hind legs, that cannot cause drusa, the loy. The ain, that's number one. Number one is that it's only drusa b'yad, not b'regal. Another fact, ain't drusa el pitzipir. Ask me dafka with the fingernails. Lafuke shein deloy. The teeth cannot cause drusa. A third qualification, ain't drusa el medas. Drusa only works if it did a bedas, a clawed bedas. It did it intentionally. But if it fell off the roof and it clawed an animal, that will not cause any eres to come out, any venom to come out, and will not be a drusa. So ain't drusa el medas. Lafuke shein deloy. And the fourth qualification, ain't drusa l'mechayim, only if it's alive. Lafuke l'achamisa, if it grabs on l'achamisa, for example, Rashi says with more thought that the Ari died and it landed on a behemoth afterwards and it clawed the behemoth afterwards. Then it does not give the venom. Freitig Gemara, If you just told me that Shloy Medas is not enough to put the venom, of course, after Misa. Amri Hashta Shloy Medas Amris Loi. If you tell me that has to be intentionally, if it's unintentionally, there's no venom, there's no drusa, Lacha Misa. But you have to tell me Lacha Misa? So the Morley Tricha, the Doris, so the Morley's going to answer, no, Misa does not mean after death. Of course, after death is Poshet, there's no drusa, because Shloy Medas no drusa. Loi Tricha, the Doris, the case was that let's say the Ari, the lion clawed another animal, and right away the owner got very upset, and he cut the hand off the Ari, or Paschal Yode. So Mao, the hero is Medas, but he cut his hand before he removed his hand from the behemoth. Mao Tema, but how did Doris? So the zero, when it's Doris, it puts the venom in, Kamash Law? No. It's when he detaches his hand from the behemoth, but how did the Shalif show the zero? They're coming off. When he's leaving the animal, when he's taking his claws off the animal, that's when he sends in the venom. And here, it was dead by then, because it cut his hand off. And that's the chiddush of the fourth qualification of Abaye. So Abaye says four qualifications over here. First of all, it has to be dafka biyad, it has to be dafka bitzperin and not of teeth, it has to be medas, and it also has to be whilst the hand is still alive. If you cut the hand off before you remove the hand, it will not put any venom in the animal. Amarav, Ravun, Amarav. Arish shenichnas lebein ha-shvarim. A lion entered a den of the pen of the axes. It went into the property, a bunch of axes there, and a lion landed up in there. And you found a fingernail, a lion's fingernail, in the back of one of the shvarim. Now you don't know if there was any drusa here, but now you have a simon that there was a drusa here because you found a fingernail in the back of one of the shvarim. The loch is ein chayshishim. Shema Ari Darsu. You're not worried about Drusha. Why not? My timer. Roy Varoy is Darsim. Roy Varoy is Ataka Darsim. Umi Uton ain't Darsim. And some of them are not Darsim. V'chol Adaris, but any one of those Drusha ain't Tziparin Shvetas. They don't lose their fingernail when they're Darsim. V'zois, Hoyov Tziparin Yoshevus Levigavoy. When this one, since the Tziparin is in the back of one of the animals, Amer, because it probably got it from the wall. In the wall, there was a fingernail stuck in the wall, and the behemoth rubbed its back against the wall, and that's where the fingernail came from. Because if it was from a drusa uses a ri does not lose its fingernail when it's dirty, when it claws. So therefore, we're saying it probably came from the wall. Are you going to ask me, what do you mean? But what about the Roy Varoy is Darsin? Stamazai. Roy Varoy is Darsin, so why don't you worry about a Drusa without the simon? You're right, the Reyes is not a Reyes, so because it wouldn't come off the fingernail of the Ari, it came from the wall. You're good. Okay, but what about the Roy Varoy is Darsin? We see Ari came into the pen over here, so why don't we assume it was Darsin?
Because
it's
required
in the Metas. Yeah, doesn't mean that there was no Drusa. That jar got its nail from the wall. It's true. Now, is that right? There's no Drusa here? Yeah, maybe, because there's Ari over here. He said Roy Varoy Darsin, right? So, Tosfos asks his kasha. Actually, Tosfos asks Roy Varoy his kasha. And the way he answers it, he says that Roy Varoy Darsin doesn't mean Roy Varoy Darsin. It means they're royal to be Darsin. And they're healthy. They don't lose the nails, whatever. They're royal to be Darsin. Not that they're actually Darsin.
Why are we picking
on
this animal?
What? Because it's the Reyesa. This animal has a Reyesa, has a nail in the back. So this is if the untrained person would say, yeah, that was clawed. What's the nail doing there? The Mara saying, no, he never loses his nail. What?
According to Tosfos.
Right.
What's right? He's asking this question. Why are you this one not
fit? He's asking everyone. Tosfos asking every show. Not this one. Tosfos asking everyone. Tosfos asking everyone. He's saying, Tosfos says, come on, fill the shah shvarm, shame bam, it's part of the law. All the shvarm, every show. So Tosfos answers, it doesn't mean Roy Roy's Doris, it means Royal Lidros. But this kasha is a psychopella because the Maloya Rain already asked this, and it's really Gemara later on, that just because the Ari goes into Ben HaShvarim, you don't assume there was a Drusa. You have to have other Saman Moso, and that could be the Teres of the Gemara. We'll speak it out when we get to the Gemara later on. It could be another Teres to this kasha. Okay. So Gemara goes, Adrabba, Roiv Shvarim Mischachim, don't tell me this nail, fingernail, came from the wall, because Roiv Shvarim rubbed their backs against the wall, and some of them don't. And you could look at, hundreds of animals that rub their backs against the wall. You never find a superior in their back. So what are you talking about? You're right. They don't lose the fingernail. But on the other hand, usually you don't get from the wall either. So you're right. And you go back to the Chazaka. But Rav Tamei Domar Ein Chosh Shilom Safak Drusa. You're not Chosh Shilom Safak Drusa. Goes to Chazaka that there was no Drusa. The Ches Chazakuf that there was no Drusa. That's the Gemara says. Omar Abaya says this idea that we are saying that a Chapirin is not a Reyesa and all it is one is a regular Safik, and because it's a regular Safik, we'll go by Chazaka according to Rav at least. We'll see it's called Rav and Shmuel soon. Omar Abaya Loya Maranel Chapirin. That's only if it's a fingernail of a Mokim Chapirin. If you see a mark of a Chapirin in the back of the Shar, Chayshun Yar Chayshish. It makes sense, because there you have no excuse anymore. What are you saying? It's clearly that the Ari grabbed this animal because you see a mokim with tzipporim. You see it left a roshim, it left a mark on its back. And another thing, the tzipporim have the amar on alecha. Also, another thing is, if you find the tzipporim in the back of the animal and it's a fresh tzipporim, you say it didn't come from the Ari because it would not have lost its fingernail, it would not have lost its claw. It's only if it's fresh. Of a yevesha, a dry one of the mishtamta. That's very normal. If it's a dry claw, it's full of our lion. So you can't say it came from the wall. But lecha nami lemar elachad, only one. But hard to class chashin. If it's two or three, you are chashish because that didn't come from the wall. Who the kaima bedara diskufa? If it's in a row of a paw, so then you don't assume it came from the wall. If I cared, it looks like some reason it came off the ari, and that would be a riot that it's dairis. Itmar. Rav Amar in Chosh from Safak Dusa. And we'll see exactly what the case of Safak Dusa is. But Rav says we're not Chosh of Safak Dusa, which means you go Basa, the Chazaka, the Cheska Guf, that if it's a Safak, it's Kosher. Because it's only a Safak. But Shmuel Amar, Chosh from Safak Dusa, you are Chosh from Safak Dusa. What happened to the Cheska Saguf? What happened to the Chazaka? So there's a Tosis of Ambez that says, because Dusa is Shiach, and therefore you hold your Chosh from Safak Dusa. But the Kuliyam, the words like this, the Kuliyama, Safak Ol, Safak Loyal. If you're not even sure if the Ari came here, Ema Loyal. Maybe it didn't come up. Maybe it didn't come in. It would be like more like a Svek Sveka. You're not even sure if it went into the pen, so it's like a Svek Sveka. First of all, Safak Ol, Safak Loyal. And if it went in, maybe it didn't claw anyone. So that's why that's posture, that's mutter. Now, next case in a big chiddush, Safak Kalba, Safak Shulva. You see an animal ran in and ran back out and it clawed someone, but you're not sure if it was a. If it was a kelev or it's a shunra, and it's clawed one of the behemoths, but you're not sure if it was a kelev or a shunra. We know from before, kelev does not have drusa, only a shunra does, only a cat does. So there you could say ema kalba. Maybe it was a dog. You could say maybe it was a dog because it's more shchiach to be a dog than a cat. It's more shchiach that the dog will attack than the cat will attack, and therefore it seems like we'll go bust it. We'll say it's a dog. All, but let's say you see all the animal came in that was Ari, it was a lion. All, Shosik, was quiet, the Esav Benayim. And it sat there. Start the Gemara, Ema Shalom Shava. You don't assume anything because it looks like they did Shalom because it's quiet. And Rashi says, also Shalom Mom, Kedera Kamachayas Shanasas Tarbois, that tarbos, they could be domesticated. A lot of times you find even a lion could be trained to be calm. So here, if you see a lion went in and it's quiet, you don't assume Dusa. Now, you saw it chopped off a head of one of them. So then you could say it's not angry and didn't do any Drusa at all. Like Rash says, it's also not the Machlekes. We're trying to exactly figure out and ascertain what's the Machlekes Rav and Shmuel. Safak also is clear on mutim. Safak halva, Safak shunra is mutim. All shasik is mutim. Kata reisha, the chavanayah, kata one of the heads is mutim. Iu kama'avi b'inu kama'kakrim. If the lion is roaring and the other behemoths are also barking, so Rashi explains that every animal has its own word that means barking or screaming. He says, by Ari, it's called this, and by Noyem is called Ari, and Goya Lashar, and Aroig La'ayel, and Tzahal La'sos, and Tzivsuf La'ifis, V'char is L'kelev. Everyone has their own language. Here, same thing. See, this one's screaming, that one's screaming. So there also is no chash to Sawai, but Utsikom Avasi Adadi, they're just scared of each other. They're scared of each other. Kipligi, where's Ravage Moor? Where's there a Safik Drusa? Kipligi, the Iu Koshosik, V'inukom Makakarim, that. This one, the shar is quiet and they're screaming. So that's the shaila. Marasava maisa ka'avid bu. He must have done a maisa, that's why they're screaming. Umarasava, no, mach must be susu the ka'avdin. So only because they're scared is that's why they're screaming. So that's where the machlokes is. So it comes out from this Gemara that the only time you're worried that a Ari was dairis is only if you have a certain simen, that the Ari is quiet and everyone else is screaming. So go back to Tosis Kasha, some Loi Roi Mas. Tosis had a Kasha before. It says Roi Roi is Darsin. So why aren't you worried? Maybe it was Darsin, one of the Svarim. Teretz says, who said I was talking about that they were screaming there? Maybe everyone was quiet. That's why they had to come on to the whole stick of Torah with the Zepire in the back. That's the Maloi Roi's Kasha on Tosis before. Zogti Gemara Vaiter. Amar Ameimar. Hilchasa, the halakha Lamai says, Choshim Lusafik Drusa. We paskin like Shmuel. That you choshev safek drusa. I'm like Rav Ashi la ameimar hide the Rav Mai. What do you do with Rav? Rav says the ain't choshevim. On Malay lo shmieli. I never heard of that. Kaloimar meaning to say lo shmieli. I don't hold of that. The boy say my other malach is hoda be Rav legabe the Shmuel. Rav was choizer and paskin like Shmuel that it's considered a treifa by safek drusa also. Like the Mar brings a story. Dahu sharkafa. Sharkafa is a basket of oifos, a basket full of birds, and a sparrowhawk went and attacked it. So the Safik Drusais, it was all Safik Drusa, we don't know what happened here. The Osaka made the Rav, it came in front of Rav. So Rav, the Chayra, should be Mutter, right? If you Rav, Safik Drusa. But Rav didn't say it's Mutter, Shadrin Lekameh the Shmuel. He sent it to Shmuel. What did Shmuel do? Shmuel wanted to just show everyone that it's a treifa. He didn't want to shech the by mistake, so Chakinu, he choked them and killed them. B'shadinu Rav threw them into the water. Now, if Rav was not Chayzer, he should have said it's Mutter. So Mar says back to you, oh, so you're saying he was Chayzer, and he holds that it's also Elamai Hodebei? L'shrenu, let him answer it. So what do you have to say? So it's a big shav, Gersh Ella or not. So the first Gersh of Rashi is, take out the word Ella, Asre the Shmuel Hava. It was Asher the Shmuel, and so Rashi explains Asher the Shmuel, and he didn't want to paskin that it's Asher if Shmuel is here to paskin it's Asher. But Zok Rashi, if Rav Taka held like his original Shita that it's Mutter, he would not have said bring it to Shmuel because he wouldn't have caused a loss because of covet. He would have said it's Mutter. He wouldn't have said it's Mutter. It's a Raya, Rav is Chayzer. That's the feet of first Malach. But Rashi likes it better than the second Girsa. Ella Asher the Shmuel Hava. That's not a Raya. Really, Rav held it was Mutter. But he didn't want to paskin in the town of Shmuel. El Asher Shmuel Hava, he didn't want to paskin. It's not a raya that he was chayzer. It's not a raya that he was chayzer. And we're talking about sure. The boy says it's not a raya. The boy says, at least there's two mahalchim why a maimer didn't paskin like Rav. Either because he didn't hold a Rav or because Rav was chayzer. But the Gemara slogs up the pshat that Rav was chayzer. But the maimer comes out that a maimer is saying that we paskin with chayzer for safek drusa.